Anybody who's ever driven down US 199 from Grants Pass to the ocean is familiar with the Smith River. You can't avoid it. Road and river are in very close quarters in the River Canyon. California's Department of Transportation, Caltrans, wants to widen 199 and California 197 in places along the Smith River. A lawsuit put those widening plans on hold, and now there's an agreement to put the plans to further environmental study. Natalyn DeLapp is our guest on The Exchange. She is with EPIC, the Environmental Protection Information Center, as executive director and our guest on The Exchange. Natalyn, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Jeff. It's nice to be here.
So the last time we talked about the road projects, a lawsuit had, in fact, put the work off. It wasn't going to happen this year anyway, right?
Well, in May of 2014, we started the case, and the federal judge issued an injunction. So the injunction was issued in May, which put off any kind of construction until either the case was heard or the case was agreed and settled, and that is what has happened. So we've reached a settlement agreement about 2 weeks ago with Caltrans and the federal judge.
Since there is a fair amount of these roads along the Smith River, where in particular would these widening projects take place if they were to happen?
There's five locations along the Smith River on 199, and it is in the Patrick's Creek area. So many people might recognize that area. It's where the tightest, windiest portion of the 199, and I always recognize it. There's a lodging facility right at Patrick's Creek where you see a sign that says Booze, Food, Snooze.
Right, Patrick Creek Lodge, yeah.
Right, and so it's right in that area. So that's the most recognizable landmark. And through there's five spot locations where they want to do the widening and replace a bridge.
All right, yeah, it certainly feels like a hairpin turn coming into Patrick Creek Lodge from the north. And, in fact, there have been times when I've seen rocks on the pavement there, and there isn't much room to go to avoid them.
No, absolutely not.
But the issue is the fact that the canyon is so narrow there that road and river are very, very close to each other, aren't they?
Right. And, I mean, the problem with this, where one of the big problems that we see with this project is that they are only doing these five-spot location construction points. Not that we're saying we want more construction on the 199, but the whole 199 corridor is such a steep and narrow and geologically unstable area that is, you know, right abut to the Smith River. So for the whole rest of the canyon, you will now allow these giant trucks. You know, they're the big trucks that you see on the I-5. They're the big trucks with the sleeper cabs, with the 53-foot trailers, that they will now be traveling down 199 at the same time that all the recreational vehicles and motorhomes and, you know, tourism traffic is going down. And so while they are adjusting the road in these five places, there's still many other places on the highway that are very steep, very narrow, and still very curvy that actually have more accident that are more accident prone than those five spots in particular. So, you know, our concern is that not only are they going to cause environmental harms to the Smith River, but they're also going to increase the safety risk to the other motorized travelers, you know, the tourists, the regular travelers in cars, and other trucks that are traveling down the road.
So currently you're saying there is a size and weight limit. I mean, some of the trucks that go down that go to Interstate 5, for example, could not go down 199 legally?
No. And they're called Surface Transportation Act. I always forget what the other A is.
Oh, I wrote this down to STAA, though, yes.
They're called STAA trucks.
Surface Transportation Assistance Act.
Assistance Act. I mean, isn't that obvious what kind of trucks those are? Yeah, so those are the big trucks. I mean, I know up in Oregon you have the triple trailers.
Mm-hmm.
These are not those. They are the ones with a single 53-foot-long trailer, you know, the part that's holding all the cargo, and then they are the cab that has a sleeper cab. So these trucks can be upwards of 70 to 85 feet long. In fact, they're unlimited in length. The federal government does not put a length restriction on them. So, I mean, they could be 90 feet or 100 feet long. What limits all the trucks, at least on the California roadways, is 80,000 pounds. And I believe that's actually might be a federal standard as well. So any truck is limited at 80,000 pounds. So maybe if you're FedEx and you're just carrying a bunch of paper, it's going to be a significantly lighter load than a truck full of cattle or a truck full of gravel, you know, where you have a very dense haul. So then you don't use as much space in your trailer.
We're talking about trucks and roads, specifically the roads in the Smith River Canyon and the settlement that will lead to further environmental review of proposals to widen the roads in the Smith River Canyon. Natalie DeLatte from EPIC, the Environmental Protection Information Center, is our guest on the exchange. You can join in at 800-838-3760 or 541-552-6782 or by email jx@jeffnet.org. We've been talking mostly about 199, but 197, the North Bank Road, is also proposed for some widening.
Yes, and this is a narrow county road. It's there's 72 residences that are on this road, so there's 72 driveways, 72 people's homes, and I mean, you drive down this road and you would never think that this is a highway. This is like any other county road. You know, no shoulder, no sidewalks, no guardrails. And the 197 is also called North Bank Road, and it occurs right north of, or sorry, directly east of Jedediah Smith Redwood State Park. And so what's supposed to happen is these big trucks come down 199 from Grants Pass, and when they reach the 197, they're supposed to turn right and go north up North Bank Road through this residential road, where they will then reach Highway 101 right north of the mouth of the Smith River, and then would come down, come further south down into Crescent City. And along the 197, there is a county park called Ruby Van Deventer.
Ruby Van Deventer, I believe it is.
Yes. And, you know, there are old-growth redwood issues there. They're similar, where they're going to cut the roots of these old-growth redwood trees so that they can move the road out to a little further out and widen through there. So those tend to, that tends to have the same issues as another project that a lot of people might be more familiar with is Richardson Grove State Park, where we also have an additional lawsuit to protect the old-growth redwood trees there. You know, from these, you know, experimental techniques of, you know, how do they cut the redwood roots without actually impacting the trees.
And what was the environmental process that led up to the plans for the work on the roads in the Smith River Canyon?
Well, I would say there wasn't really much of an environmental process, and that's what the judge found as well. The judge is quoted as saying that they had that Caltrans and NOAA Marine Fisheries had put together a haphazard analysis, and that there was inconsistencies and contradictions and unclear environmental analysis. And you know, the Smith River is one of the last refuge strongholds for the endangered coho salmon, which is a federally listed species. And so NOAA Marine Fisheries, NIMFS, is charged with protecting and doing the analysis for this federally listed species. And, you know, the judge said that, you know, Caltrans and NOAA Marine Fisheries were both found to have not done their job and put together this haphazard analysis. And so what has been ordered is that Caltrans must reinitiate consultation with NOAA Marine Fisheries and actually do the environmental analysis to see what the impacts of this project are going to be. And, you know, the project is, you know, threatens the salmon because of these very steep slopes, because it's so geologically unstable, you know, sediment loads being dumped into the clear waters of the Smith River.
So, Natalie, could Caltrans perform the environmental reviews and do all the consultation with NOAA Fisheries and still decide to widen the highways?
Yes, and I expect that that's what they are going to say. You know, they'll come back in a period of time and say, look, we did what the judge ordered us to do, and at which time we're going to have to look at what they've done and reanalyze and say, are they trying to find a means to justify their ends, or are they actually doing the analysis to look at this project. And, you know, what we've seen challenging Caltrans projects over the years, both with Richardson Grove out at the Willits Bypass down in southern in Mendocino County and now up in Del Norte County, is that it often looks like they're just trying to push through their agenda. They do the minimum amount of analysis possible. They already know what the project is that they want to do, and then they do the science and the analysis to justify what they want to get done. And, you know, they're not looking at alternatives. They're not looking at, you know, less environmentally sensitive ways to do their projects. And they're wasting a lot of taxpayer dollars, you know, by pushing through these projects in a way that they're not getting good public feedback or considering, you know, public concerns or public ideas of alternatives. It just pushes these cases into the courtroom, which just delays and stalls and costs everybody money.
Well, a settlement rests upon certain agreements, and so there must be a few arrows left in the quiver of your group and Friends of Del Norte and the Center for Biological Diversity, all parties to this action. What do you have in reserve if you're not getting the kind of environmental review you think this project deserves?
If we could always go back. Right now, there's currently an injunction in place, so there's no construction that's going to start until a judge determines that Caltrans has met their obligations. So there is no project, so that at least right now gives us some time. And then if Caltrans comes back and does not do the analysis that we feel that this project deserves, then we can file another lawsuit back in federal court, keeping the same judge, and probably file for another, keep the injunction in place. So delay this project just to keep delaying the project.
And when is there a particular deadline by which environmental reviews need to be completed under the judge's order or under the agreement?
No order, no time.
Okay.
So until Caltrans and NOAA Marine Fisheries, I mean, it could be months, it could be a year. You know, it's the speed of government.
All right. We have kept an ear on this so far. We'll continue to do so as we look at the efforts by Caltrans to widen California U.S. 199 and California 197 along the Smith River. Natalyn DeLapp is the Executive Director of the Environmental Protection Information Center. EPIC, Natalyn, thanks for joining us today on The Exchange.
Thanks, Jeff.